This is Dirk from Maverick Rugby. Get low and get ready to rock, because you're about to listen to Casually Lit.
Kind of want to fight somebody right now.
Hell yeah.
That's like, I hope Dirk plays that before his next match.
He should.
This is get ready to rock, and then it goes into that, and he just knocks the shit out of somebody.
Well, that's funny, because this is the same thing he says to his wife when he wants relations.
That's pretty some pretty intense stuff, man.
Right off the bat, Rudy.
Woo! Just picturing that, I'm like, woo! Okay! Hornay.
Hornay.
It's trying to rhyme with okay. Hornay, okay.
And go.
So about today, they released all the, there was a live streaming video from Funko, and it they showed off all the office pops, so I'm pretty stoked about them now. For those of you that don't know, I collect pops. Well, I'm going to have to stop soon because there's nowhere to put them. That's a true story.
Well, soon your son can just sleep on the couch, so it should be fine.
True that. That's where when you give them a bed, they don't want it anyways. They want to sleep on the couch.
Just trick them into a tent outside.
There we go. More
it's
room.
It's camping.
I might just replace that entire wall next to Chris. It'll be all pops. And I'll be like, Chris, don't move. If you knock it over, I kill you. Kill you.
Because if you knock them over, they will kill you.
Yeah, but no, they are. I pre-ordered the set a long time ago. I've got that set that you're looking at pre-ordered. Actually, that looks like, is that Circle City Toys?
No, Big Apple Collectors.
Yeah, mine are
collectibles.
Mine are coming from Circle City, but I've got that entire set. But they showed off some of the new ones. They've got some Hey King Dwight from when he was the Hey King.
Nice.
Pretty stoked about that. There's Golden Face Jim when he's Golden Face in the Michael Scorn movie. There was a couple others. I'm really the Andy's not on there, and there's one with Andy where he's got the banjo. Pretty stoked. Pretty stoked. It's weird to get excited about stupid things like that.
Not weird. It's awesome.
It's all I got to live for. What family?
We'll just think. Soon you'll be able to live your life through your kid.
That's true. Just buy it for him, and then I'll take it from him. This is for you, buddy. And then be like, well, you're not responsible enough. I'll take it.
You will love sports.
Got him in a basketball. And a golf ball. He did like the golf ball. I gave it to him.
Get him in AAU 2.
Yep.
2 and under basketball.
With the St. Peaster.
Is that an actual thing?
Peaster, they put a basketball in your hand when you're born.
No, nice.
But I don't know. Probably not so much anymore. When we were at the Peach Festival, I actually saw people wearing the Peaster football shirts.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I was like, that's true. They have it now.
It's a thing.
Yep. It's like, well, we didn't have that option. We had track or cross country or basketball. Baseball was kind of a thing. Coach Payne.
Yeah.
Kind of
a thing. They did okay.
Yeah.
They didn't win state championships, but they did okay.
So since we're going to continue our new music thing, which I really, really like this, and we've been basically revisiting old bands and talking about the new music they have, which I kind of think is, I like that idea. I don't know. I like it so far. What do you think?
It makes me sad.
Oh, that's not good. Cut it off.
Makes you sad.
We're done. But I literally think me and Rhodey brought up Puddle of Mud on this podcast in the last 2 weeks. And lo and behold, those motherfuckers decided to release a new song. And it's so terrible.
Just for Casually Lit.
Oh, it's so goddamn terrible. I guess Wes is sober now because it certainly sounds sober.
He's sober now?
Less slurring?
I hope so. Yeah, he's...
Sweet little honey, I must confess, got myself in a terrible mess. I got a new tattoo, two black eyes. Miss a one, two, but you should see the other guy. Girl, I must admit, I don't remember much.
This sounds like the start of a Blink-182 song.
Listen to this accent. Off of the ground. Now could you come and get me from the lost and found? Oh, I fucked it up again. Oh, baby, where do I begin?
Kill it.
Wow. That's terrible.
It's got, he's real heavy on the S's there. Snakes. I went outside.
That's all the brain damage.
It's possible. It's possible, man.
That's pretty bad.
Drugs fuck your voice up. It's really bad, man. I don't like it at all. And I listened to it twice. You were talking about being sad. I'm like, ooh, I can recapture my youth with this. And I listened to it. I'm like, this is fucking awful. I listened to Papa Roach had a new record, not recently, or we would listen to it. It was about 2-3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it and I was like, I'm going to play through this. I got through two songs and was like, ugh. It's all glam rock. Like, where do you go when you're running out of time? Like every song. It's just like, oh my God. And it's like almost Nickelback-ish.
Nice.
Just, you know, verse, chorus, ooh, done.
It's all like, the rock and grunge out of it.
Yep. And this evening we found another one we're going to listen to.
Super excited about this one.
That none of us have ever heard. We had no idea that Mark McGrath still made music. I guess he got fired from
entertainment.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
So we're going to listen to a new Sugar Ray. Oh my God. I swear you make it all so easy. Jesus Christ. Sounds just like everything else he's ever done. Ready for the bad news? I don't hate this.
Where's the rap line come in?
I don't know that super cat. What am I there?
The album is called Little Yachty.
Some other day.
This is elevator music.
Yeah, you can kill this, Chris.
Just trying to get to the chorus.
What chorus?
5 minutes into it.
Right.
I'll stand by. So I love When It's Over, That's the Time I'll Fall in Love Again. I love me some Sugar Ray. Sorry, folks. Mainly their greatest hits. Everything else is garbage.
Yeah, but we were in our 20s and that's sounding good.
That's true. But I didn't hate that. I mean, if I was in Hawaii in a Jeep, I would play that song really loud. But I'm not.
And I would run off the road and hope you could go down a chasm.
I'd be wearing just board shorts, no shoes, because you don't need them.
Right, no shirt.
Surfboard would be strapped to the back, and I'd be like, do 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 do.
Tommy Bahama sticker on your surfboard.
Fuck yeah, Slut Life sticker on the back. Salt Life.
Some Ron John.
Yep. Oh, Ron John, yes sir. Oh, and I'd probably, can you smoke weed in Hawaii? Is that allowed?
I think so.
Well, I would if you could. If not, I don't do things that are illegal.
I think it's like their car emissions.
Okay. But I would do that. But no, that is definitely a Hawaiian song. It's definitely got that 311 vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember Amber. I couldn't listen to Amber without wanting to go to the beach. It's like just sitting there pouting in my room. Rainstorm, get you away from the norm. Doodle-doo-doo-doo. I just wanted to go to the beach. Throw the football with all the shirtless dudes and play volleyball with Tom Cruise. Wasn't allowed to.
Make out with Brad Pitt.
Yep. I was stuck in Peaster, Texas. Go outside when it's 400 degrees and soak off with a water hose.
Go to the pond.
Oh, yep. Dirty ass pond. Ugh, where you don't know what's touching your, something's touching your leg, but you don't know what it is. Yeah,
swimming with the catfish.
So yeah, go buy the new Sugar Ray and Puddle Mud. You'll thank us.
Highly recommend.
That Sugar Ray is a whole album, though. It's not just one song.
Oh, good. There's more.
So there's more.
Yeah, you just found part of it. That Puddle of Mud is their new single and probably their last one, I would assume. Although that's the thing now, all these bands are coming back.
Yeah, I mean, you can tour, you can put out some shitty music, and then play most of your old stuff, and people will come out and pay money to watch it.
So frustrating. So it was frustrating, like, so Katy Perry got sued by some Christian rapper, which I can't wrap my head around any of that. Christian rapper suing a...
Young Jeezy?
I don't know what his name is, but... Sued because Dark Horse sounded like another song, and I listened to them both, and I was like, whatever. Don't care.
His name's Flame.
Dun, 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 dun.
But the jury apparently heard it. They gave, and they whatever, the Christian rapper won. So Katy Perry stole the song, basically.
What?
That's why the financials came out, and they had to admit how much Dark Horse made. So this is one song of Katy Perry's, not even her biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I mean, Fireworks way bigger. I Kissed a Girl is ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
$41 million off one song.
Jesus Christ. How much are they going to make her pay?
I didn't say. Probably six or seven, I'm sure.
That is nuts.
Christian rapper. Hope he donates it all to Jesus.
And how does someone with that much money lose a copyright case?
I don't know, man. It's weird. It was a jury. So, I mean, I guess when it comes down, like, no matter how famous your lawyer is or how much you spend on them. And I've said this forever, and I listen to a podcast. Well, I listen to a lot of podcasts. We know that. But there was one that was talking about court cases and how it was really about the selling. Oh, it was the Casey Anthony thing. How she won that. Just because the lawyer was a good salesperson. And I've been saying that for years, that it doesn't fucking matter what the evidence is, as long as you can. All you got to do is sell to the jury, convince them. You're not even doing anything else. That's all you're doing. You're convincing 12 people to agree with you. Well, who cares what the evidence is? You just got to convince them.
Right. But, I mean, to be fair, even if this guy did lose, win. Because the publicity he is getting for his song is insane.
Yeah, his YouTube playlist is probably through the roof.
I got the song queued up.
Yeah, go for it.
See how similar it is.
He might sue us, though, so be careful. Baby, baby, baby.
Let's talk about it. Get here. The word became flesh. Lived for 30 years. Died at 33. But
kind of similar, but not really.
So you're just talking about Jesus?
Are we sure that's the right one, Chris?
Yeah. How old? It's Joyful Noise featuring Flame, which is the guy that is suing.
No, Flock of Flame?
That's it. Yes. Like, play the opening of Dark Horse now. And then, Rody, you'll hear the similarity. It's there. The beat count is 100% the same.
Yeah, but it's like playing the same chords.
So does this one. It's the same fucking thing over and over and over. Especially when you listen to the instrumental. That's not this part. It's when it goes through.
Right. Bump, 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 bump.
Similar.
But I feel like they've done enough to where it's not the same, though.
Well, jury said, you, Katy Perry.
That's so weird. Like, I've...
Like, you and Orlando Bloom have to pay money.
I feel like I've heard other songs that are way more similar than that that did not win.
Like I said, you just got to convince that jury. Who knows who's in the jury, too? That's fun, too, when you think about it.
Right.
Random-ass citizens.
Someone that doesn't like Katy Perry.
Trial by jury makes me sick to my stomach, but so does trial by jury.
Especially if you have a bunch of really... really Christian-y people, like, oh, I kissed a girl and I like it. Fuck you, you're losing this case.
It's quite possible. Wouldn't surprise me at all if someone was like, you made my daughter a lesbian.
That's why we need to bring back the trial by combat.
Yep. It's the only true way to find out if someone's guilty.
Jesus Christ.
Get them overmatched. Over-fucking-matched. Anyways, I haven't even sipped on this first beer that you poured. What do you think? What's going on here?
A little hop drops from Spindletap. This was canned on the 29th.
Like 3 days ago?
Yep.
Damn, son. Where'd you get this?
Brew City.
Good on them. Good on you, Brew City. It's from Houston?
Yep.
Spindletap. We got ourselves a hops drop IPA. It looks hazy in your glass, but they're not advertising it that way.
Chris, would you like a sip?
I've got herpes, so...
Perfect.
That's cool.
Well, we haven't gotten them already.
It smells good.
Smells good. Good call, Chris, on us joining in together there.
It's like, delicious.
One of the coolest things about the new IPAs, though, like the hazy IPAs, I'm really good at spotting ABV, but hazy IPAs, they're hard. Because that, to me, looked like 7 or 8, mm-hmm. and this says it's only 6.5.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I can't really spot it when they're... Hey, I don't know. You just can't spot it. Like, you can get a hazy IPA that's 5% that still tastes pretty good.
I feel like it changes the mouthfeel, so it kind of tricks you a little bit.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, and I kind of like that. I kind of like getting a 6% IPA that can taste similar to a double IPA, if that makes sense, which I'm sure it does. Because I know what I'm talking about. I have been taking no classes. And I buy no beer hardly
anymore. I'm a Cicerone class zero.
If you want to ask me about seltzer water, I will destroy you. That's all I drink now. I like to go to the gym, work out with no shirt on, and then come home and drink a seltzer water.
Mm, that tap water.
Fuck yeah.
White Claw.
White Claw. There was a Scooby-Doo thing. It was absolutely hilarious. Did you see the meme?
I don't know, but you should definitely do a video at the gym and just scream White Claw every time you lift. Oh. Just every time you do a curl. White Claw!
That means I have to wear two shooting sleeves while I'm not playing basketball.
Oh, you got to wear leg sleeves too. Don't do legs. Just do wear the leg sleeves.
Oh, God. There's no law when you're drinking the claw.
So, Fred.
I have bad circulation. I have to wear these.
Fred from the mystery gang. I don't know if you've heard of them. What they do, they get in this van and they go solve mysteries with their dog that talks. And he goes, Raggy Roo.
Wait, that's the show with Ben Stiller, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mystery Man?
Good show. And Kel from Kenan and Kel. He's in that too. That's a weird cast, by the way.
Yep.
That's a movie we should do on this podcast. That'd be fun.
It's a lot of people.
Terrible. It's a terrible movie, too. Like, how unfortunate.
Could have been so good.
Yeah.
It could have been the boys.
Kel, Janine Garofalo, Pee Wee Herman, Paul Reubens.
Hank Azaria,
yep. Mr. Bean, too, I believe, right?
Was he? I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Same.
Haley Joel Osment?
I might be getting...
He was a young Stiller?
I might be getting... You got me already to know. I might be getting Paul Reubens and Mr. Bean confused. They do have similar styles of humor, especially when in movie theaters. Joke. Pee Wee Herman play with himself.
Fair enough. Oh, Greg Kinnear. I forgot he was in that.
Oh, yeah. He's the bad guy, dude. Or no. He's the superhero. And then he gets killed. It's so funny when he gets killed. Ben Stiller is the one that kills him.
Mm.
And Ben Stiller plays Mr. Fury, and he gets real mad and can't do anything.
William H. Macy. I forgot about him, too.
Yeah, he's the shovel guy.
The shoveler, yeah.
Fucking stupid. Janine Garofalo has a magical fucking bowling ball.
Yeah, the bowler.
The head in there. It goes... Feel bad that I know all. I've only seen that movie twice.
Two more times than you should have.
I was telling somebody at work, I just have this stupid memory with movies. If I had this memory with school, I'd be a genius.
Some people love that movie too.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. Ben Stiller's Mr. Fury. Was that CeeLo Green's in that movie?
Dane Cook is in that movie.
Yes, he is. Only a split second, so it's during auditions.
The tryouts. Yeah.
It's during auditions. Yep. And I was like, whoa, rewind. Was that Dane Cook? Holy shit. You want to talk about somebody?
Wait, was that CeeLo Green?
Go ahead. CeeLo Green.
What?
So he played rapper number two.
Oh, nice. He couldn't even make rapper number one.
That
was Lil Yachty.
You talk about somebody that was at the top of the world and fell off.
Yeah, and he's actually really good. Pretty talented.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that was stolen.
Well, you can't steal someone's voice, right? That's not Little Mermaid.
He stole all the jokes. Oh, you mean Dane Cook's funny voice? Or are you talking about CeeLo Green?
Oh, CeeLo Green. Both. Oh, yeah, no, Dane Cook.
Both of them. No, you're right. CeeLo Green fell, and so did... Well, CeeLo Green went on to Judge.
Well, and also his parents died.
CeeLo Green?
No, Dane Cook. Yeah. Like, right next to each other. So I think he went into a deep depression, and then went full, what's her face?
Well, not, he's like 40 and married.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Went full Amy Schumer and started stealing jokes.
He's married to an 18-year-old chick or 19-year-old girl now.
So he was there with his parents when they died?
No, but they both like they were like in their 60s and they both died like within weeks of each other. Yeah.
So what they say, it's not your soulmate if you don't die after she does or he does.
That's true. Just kill yourself so it proves it.
I see you driving downtown with the girl I know and I'm like, forget you. I like the edited version better. Forget you.
It reaches a broader audience.
Yeah, that Dane Cook, man, that comedy special, what was it, Vicious Circle? I couldn't get enough of that when I was 21, 22.
That stuff was good.
Could not get enough. The creaky door. Me and you still to this day. There's a joke on there we always used to use. Damn it. Cheater. The whispering part.
Yeah.
Cheater. God dang it.
She loved you.
Kicks open the door. Doof.
That's odd.
No, god damn it. There was a joke we used to always use and people would ask us. And
the door kicker.
Door kicker. That was one of them. We did do that a lot.
You just leave a lava door lamp in kicker. There. Door kicker. Don't take anything. You leave something. Confuse them.
Damn you, door kicker. I got a divorce because of you.
That's what it was, and I still do it.
I want a divorce.
And people don't even understand what I'm talking about. Came from Dane Cook.
Damn you, door kicker.
I want a divorce. Why? Because there's some item in here that didn't used to be here.
Then you don't even put up a new door. You just put a bunch of beads, and then the door kicker comes and just rips them all down and then runs off.
He's like, ha, ha. He was very physical with his comedy, too. It's hilarious. Anyways, vicious circle. Madison Square Garden, I believe that was.
Yeah, and then you print the Bible on him.
Now he is nowhere. And also, that was in the day when comedy albums were big. Drive around listening to comedy albums.
Bro, did you get that new Sandler? Fuck yeah.
That's a joke. Can't stand that motherfucker anymore. I don't know what I was listening. One of the podcasts was like, oh, I love Adam Sandler. I deleted it.
Instantly.
700 episodes. I love this show. I love Adam Sandler. Bye. Bye, motherfucker. You had to listen to We Hate Movies tear up Fast and the Furious. And I appreciated it.
The first one?
Yeah, they did a good job. They didn't. And then I like listening to them talk. So it's funny when you take yourself outside of a movie and I was listening to them talk about the culture back then and the way they act and the way they were treating women and the way the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh. Because he was like, I can't stand that 2001, the way everybody was acting. And when they explained it, it was like, oh, damn. Those dudes were not good role models. It's a bunch of pricks. It was pretty funny, though. It's funny. I always suggest that you guys listen to We Hate Movies. They're great. Brody never caught on to them. Plus, the one you... Do you still listen to How Did This Get Made? Do they still do it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I need to get back on that. They love the Fast and the Furious, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. They're all about it, but they still do it. They're like, this is insane and ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely, but I definitely recommend it. It was hilarious. Speaking of watching shit, all three of us watched The Boys, most of it.
Hell yeah.
The Lost Boys.
Which was weird because we didn't really... Okay, so the build up to that, I think we mentioned it once or twice, but never like super excited about it. I was super excited. I actually had a calendar notification.
That Slipknot song was...
That's yeah. Right. That's right, it was. You're right, the music video. But I had a calendar notification for that. When I first saw the trailer, you know, anything superhero related, I was excited. But I believe that if you've watched The Boys on Amazon, there's no spoilers here, but I believe that's how superheroes would... I think that's how it would really be.
Right.
If they really existed, it would be like that. They would be out of control. But it's basically about a group of guys that get together to stop superheroes because superheroes know they're invincible and they can do whatever they want to, so they act like it, pretty much. Would you say that's a...
That's an accurate description.
Without giving away too much.
And kill innocent people.
But how they dispel one of those supers is pretty...
The first one?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, oh! Oh, fuck, that was such a good... Yeah. The bad part was, you guys aren't there yet, but it kind of goes like build up, and then it just like 100 miles an hour that last episode. I was like, oh man, just whoosh. You know where when a show builds up, because there's I'm so tired of the limitations that the streaming services are putting on shows.
Mm-hmm.
8 episodes. I miss the days of like watching Friends on Netflix season 3, 2,000 episodes. You know,
yeah.
I miss those days. It's like, man.
Did they leave it open for a second season?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already been announced. There's a second one.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I miss those days, man, where long-ass seasons. That's what I like. And apparently even the NBC and all that, they're moving away from it, too. Like, they've got half-hour comedies with 12 or 13 episodes in a season. I'm like, man, that fucking blows.
Homelander sure does have a mommy complex.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but they're packing so much more into those episodes.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like.
Well, it works, but then, like, so when you're, what I was saying was you have 8 hours to tell this whole story, but at the same point, they're worried about being canceled. So you end up with this, they build up to about episode 7.
And Game of Thrones season 7?
Yeah, they're like, quickly answer all these questions. Answer every single question. Hurry. What are we doing? It's like, God damn it. Like the half hour comedy that I love, the one, it's got Pam from The Office. I can't think of the name of the show. Anyways, splitting up together, like they got a divorce, but they're still living in the same vicinity. And that's what the whole show's about. But it's like, they've done it twice now. They've built up because they're like, you know, you got to build the story up. And then they're like, wait, it might end. And then it doesn't end. They add another season. So they're like, hey, back up we go. But wait, it might end. In like two episodes at the end, it's like, everything's honky-dory. It's weird. It's weird, but I do love that show, Splitting Up Together. You want to know what else I'm watching?
What?
You're going to laugh. I've been watching the stupid-ass Cobra Kai on YouTube. The Karate Kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, the Karate Kid stuff?
So fucking bad.
I heard it's actually good.
Let's finish this.
It's so bad, Chris. It's so bad that it is good. I won't lie. It's so bad it's good.
That's on the YouTube Reddit.
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid, dude. The whole thing is stupid. I want someone out there right now to comment when we post this and tell me why you like the show if you watch it. Because I've watched both seasons, and I was eager for season two, and I can't even explain it. I can't explain it, but I like it.
Oh, those are half-hour episodes.
Yeah, and only 10 per season.
Oh, so, damn.
So you're getting like, you're basically getting a season of, what is that, like in 4 hours, basically. But this season two ended with a huge ass cliffhanger because they knew after, you know, after one or two, you let you know. They're like, oh, we're getting another one. So they just cliffhangered the shit out of you. And the bad part of streaming services is you're not, the cliffhanger isn't 10 weeks after it came out. The cliffhanger is 2 days after it came out. Gotta wait 363 days instead of, you know, 250. So, looking forward to that.
So it's just about him trying to get back at Daniel-san?
Not really. He just comes back home and he starts the Cobra Kai again, that dojo. And Daniel gets wind of it and doesn't like it. It's Barney's idea, man. Barney always, from How I Met Your Mother, said that Johnny was the good guy. This is Barney's idea. I was laughing the other day. I was telling Kaylin, I was like, this all came from Barney from How I Met Your Mother. He said Johnny was a good guy, and they should have made it about Johnny, and boom. There you go. TV show about Johnny.
That's racist.
You don't like white people?
No, not supposed to.
That's true. That's very true.
It's a shocking revelation, Brody.
But no, I really enjoy it. It's so bad, I really enjoy it. And it's about a bunch of kids in high school for the most part.
Are there any other good shows on YouTube, Red?
There's one called Wayne, and I don't even know what it's about, but... I don't think it's Bruce Wayne.
Is that the one with the imaginary dog?
I don't know.
With Elijah Wood?
No, that's on Hulu, right?
I can't remember.
I don't know what the name of it is either. Arthur, maybe? Mm. Something like that?
No, it wasn't Arthur.
It's a name, isn't it?
It's the name of the dog.
But I do want to watch that. Wayne, what's it about?
Let's see. It's an American comedy series, Sean Summon, blah, 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 blah.
My favorite.
Man, I want to watch this now.
Here's the premise. Wayne takes place in Boston, Massachusetts, and begins when the...
Is Ben Affleck in this?
Sets out on a dirt bike with his new crush, Dale, to take back 1979 Pontiac Trans Am that was stolen from his father before he died. It is Wayne and Dale against the world.
Wow.
To steal a car that got stolen from his dad.
Okay. Well... It's nice. Gets promoted up my ass every time I'm on YouTube, so okay. I was like, maybe it must be good.
Sounds wonderful.
I mean, look at the logo art, because that's what I always see. It looks cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's Batman, right?
Makes me want to see it, probably.
Wayne Enterprises.
It'll turn out, you know, you'll watch the whole show at the end, and it's like, I'm Bruce Wayne's grandpa.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's like, God, he'll, the end of the show is him giving birth to Thomas Wayne, the Bruce's dad.
Origin story. Gotcha.
You don't know until he gets shot.
Gotcha.
That'd be actually pretty cool.
Your son gets killed at the opera. Take that, motherfuckers.
Try and stop it. You can't. Come on, Black Noir.
Which, speaking of which, Endgame is on digital download, folks.
Ooh,
yep, nice. You can watch it now. I think I've decided I'm going to ask Chris and you if you guys, well, it depends on if you have time, want to participate. The movie is 3 hours long. I want to do, so comes on Blu-ray 2 weeks from Tuesday, yesterday, mm-hmm. 2 weeks. So the week after that, I'm going to do a whole episode on it.
Okay.
Scene by scene.
We can watch it all together.
3 hour movie, 3 hour podcast.
Yeah.
I do want to do one. I'm going to watch them both. It's going to be tough, man. I'm going to get up at like 4:30 on Saturday so I can watch all of Infinity War and Endgame back to back. Is that 6 hours?
That's dedication.
I want to do it though because I want to see them both back to back. How the, you know, the flavor feels, putting them together, how it all is.
Plus deleted scenes.
Yeah. Got to watch those too. But I'm going to see what you go from Thanos snapping to Thor cutting his head off. Fat Thor cutting his head off.
Right.
No, it's Skinny Thor. Sorry. Skinny Thor.
Yeah, because he...
It's not till after that he gets all, I killed Thanos. Now I'm fat.
Now I'm depressed.
Which, by the way, the new Marvel Legends, if you buy the whole set, the Build-A-Figure is Fat Thor.
Is it really?
Awesome. It's freaking awesome.
Does he have a beer and a pizza in his hand?
I think so.
That'd be awesome.
I have to look, though. He's got that Xbox headset, and he's like, hey, motherfucker.
Yeah, what game were they playing?
I believe it was Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, some kid just won $3 million playing Fortnite.
Makes sense.
Jesus.
True story.
Come on, Chris.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah. The whatever the Fortnite World Champions or whatever the hell it is. Won $3 million. 16 years old. Guess how many hours a day he plays?
14.
Close, yeah. 12.
Gets up, plays nonstop. Mom, bathroom.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, dude. It's like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, son.
Well, if you made $3 million doing it, I mean, Jesus.
Yep, but, and I'm glad that the money's coming to video. I don't know if I'm glad about that. Never mind. I'm sorry.
But, like, how many kids are spending that much time doing that and will never...
That's where we're going. That's where I was going. Thank you for sweeping my leg. You crane kicked me in the face.
You Cobra Kai'd him.
There's a lot of the crane kick in this show, just so you know.
Oh, good.
He doesn't.
That really works.
No, he doesn't do it. He just mentions it a lot. He's like, you legal kick me to win, motherfucker. It's like that. It is adult, too. There's curse words and stuff. So, anyways. But you're right. No, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, okay, so... It's like you have all these kids playing Xbox every day, every night, don't win anything, and then they have nothing to show for it.
But yeah, that's.
I got caught up watching the NBA 2K playoffs.
Really?
Fucking stupid. But it was kind of cool. Like, they all these teams created their own player. You created whatever position. They go into a draft. And they all got drafted to teams and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they played a season all the way through the playoffs. And it was like 5-on-5. You played with your guy on a team. It was weird.
That is weird.
Was it on Twitch?
Yeah. And I watched like 6 hours of it once. And I was like, ooh, that was...
Holy shit.
Because they were doing the playoffs. It was best of three.
Mm-hmm.
So they would play a game. Then the next two teams would play. And the next two teams would play. And then it would go back to the first two teams. And I found myself in like the two teams that I watched, they were the number one seeds, got swept. And I was like, yeah, that's what got me into it. It was the stupid, what's it called? When the
underdogs?
Yeah, thank you. The underdogs won. I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And then I realized I was watching 16 to 20 year olds play. They're playing on PC, though. It wasn't Xbox or PlayStation.
Master like, Race.
Oh, these kids are playing some TV and I'm watching them play video games. It's so boring. It was weird. They were running play. They were doing basketball stuff though, because it's 5-on-5. It was weird, man. Mm-hmm. Like they were running pick and rolls. I could spot stuff. I was like, oh, that's a pick and roll. And they were like kicking out for threes, doing step backs. I was like, damn.
They have headsets on?
Yeah, they were, because they could talk to each other only. And they got a certain amount of timeouts and halftime and everything.
So nice.
Set yeah. the pick. Set the pick.
Yep. They were yelling at each other. It was crazy. Anyways, there's the league. They had all the stats for all the players. Everything, man. It was just like the NBA league, but with video games. It's like your virtual reality self or something.
You think that's going to become a thing now?
But it already is. This was season number two, and the winning team brings
season
home,
two?
Brings home $350,000.
Wow.
So... But you get sponsored by an NBA team, and then you get sponsors. Like, you're allowed to go get whoever you want to sponsor. So they had their little jerseys on with sponsors on there. So they still make money, even if they don't win. Yeah, like the Lakers team got their ass. The Mavs were in the finals.
Were they really?
Mavs Gaming. I'm not sure who was on the team, but yeah, they were in the finals. The Timberwolves, I think, won the whole thing, I think. No, no, the finals are this weekend. The Timberwolves versus somebody. Sixers, maybe. But, yeah, the Mavs were in there. Lakers didn't even make the playoffs. It's crazy. Fucking shit's crazy. I was like, man, if they would have had this when I was playing video games. Because I was when online first started, I was ranked in Halo for a couple days. Mm-hmm. But I quit. I don't have, even then, I didn't have the dedication to...
Right.
Because I get online on Halo 2. I was all part of Xbox Live when it first went go. I was on there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I was like 6 months into it. So for the first 2 or 3 months, I was ranked. But after that, Halo 2 was so much fun, though. God damn, that game was awesome.
Did you play a shit ton of that game?
I did. Yes, I did. Halo. That's what I said. Yeah, I was ranked. I'd get off CD Hardnet and I would play 12 hours a night.
Holy shit.
And then I'd go to bed, wake up, go to work, come home, play. That's all I would do.
And then play Guitar Hero.
We did that too, eventually, a little bit later, yes. Because this was Halo 2 was still on the OG Xbox before the 360.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking the green brick. Thing weighed 400 pounds. And then I had a little carrying case for it, because I'd go to LAN parties and play Halo. Linked up with my US, or whatever that fucking thing was called. So Timberwolves on there. That's the all-star. That's not the bracket.
Yeah, that's not the bracket.
God damn it.
Anyways, let's talk about this second beer. Did you pour some already?
I did.
Tell us about it.
I like this one better. This is the Houston Haze from Spindle Tap.
Spindle Tap. So same brewery.
Yep.
But it's called Houston Haze. And Houston just got a steal in a MLB trade.
Yeah, they did. Fucking assholes.
Yep. I think they're going back to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. No, they're... going to the playoffs. They're now the favorite for the World Series.
The Rangers suck again. They suck again.
They suck, suck, suck. Although, hopefully next year's rotation won't be four-fifths Tommy John recovery people. Because we'll have Lynn Minor, potentially, and then that guy, that kid they traded for, that Colby Allard. Yeah. Supposedly will be in the rotation next year. So
I don't know. I was reading that said it could be he could be a number two. I was like, really? We traded a reliever pitcher? For that?
Yeah.
We'll see. Somebody don't know what they're talking about.
We'll see.
Because it was to the Braves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said the Braves were a couple relievers away from making a run.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Chris, what do you think of the AD trade?
I still stand by it. I really do.
What do you think about the DeMarcus Cousins signing?
As long as he can pass the drug test.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one.
I know.
What do you think about his $3 million contract?
I'm glad that he won it in a Fortnite tournament.
Oh, perfect. DeMarcus Cousins.
You know his hands are too big for that remote, right?
He can't play it. He has to have the old granddaddy Xbox controller.
Yeah, the Duke.
The Duke.
God, that was a dumb controller.
Motherfucking Duke.
This fits my hand perfectly. And no one else's.
All right, so now it's time for us to dish on what Michael told us off the air last week.
Ooh.
Just tell us anything.
A little DLC?
It'd be so funny. Oh, yeah. Downloadable content. Hey, if you want to hear what Michael said off the air, check out our Patreon. For 99 cents a month, you can hear Michael talk shit about everything.
All these different breweries.
That could be a thing.
Mm-hmm. That's where our money's at. If you pay $2.50 a month, you can no longer hear Jason talk about anything. That'd be so cool. Somebody pay. We'll just do a podcast with me completely edited out. It's like you can pay $5 a month to get this version. Do the commercial. Are you sick of this motherfucker? Because we are. It's you too. Because we are. Download the sweet Minus Jason podcast.
Minus Jason podcast.
Kind of like that name too. So if I quit and you guys call it Minus Jason, we okay with that?
Yeah.
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 Kind of like that. That name's cool.
As long as you give up all the rights.
Done. Already done.
Already got everything marked off this list, folks. There was a 10-year-old that was being charged with assault from playing dodgeball. Did you read that?
I did. That's
already
stupid.
They already waived it.
Yeah. It's wish like, they should have.
Just.
Hey, Chris, if you have a kid that's delicate, you tell them, yeah, go play dodgeball?
Yeah. Shit, I was. I got the crap kicked out of me in dodgeball. I love that stuff, though.
Well, can you imagine how many schools now, though, are probably not letting them play?
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
It's so fucking annoying.
It's too big of a risk to have people throwing stuff at people's heads.
A 10-year-old kid got hit with a dodgeball, and he got hurt, and then the police filed assault charges on him. It was from a game of dodgeball. Like, we're not
10-year-old.
Yeah. We're not talking about some crazy parent. We're not talking about an unregulated game of dodgeball where they're playing with rocks. This is a regulated PE version of dodgeball.
We used to do that too, is play with basketballs.
Jesus.
That's insane.
That doesn't give quite as well as a dodgeball.
Yeah, it kind of hurt.
That's a thud. That's not that's not going to bounce just off of you.
Right. Is dodgeball the same game? I think I'm maybe thinking of a different game. Is where the balls are in the middle. You all run to the...
Yes.
To run to, yeah. I thought it was a different
game. Because if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's true.
Rest in peace, Rip Torn.
Rip Torn. No more Men in Black.
So I'm assuming the kid got hit in the head or something.
Well, I didn't make it that far. I made it to the headline, got really pissed off, and I was like, well, I guess I got to tell Connor that he can't do anything.
Started seeing red and then blacked out for a little bit.
So going under that line of thinking, there, Red Rover's completely over.
Oh, yeah, the clotheslining game?
Yeah.
One of the few games where being tall is helpful.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm reading a sweet fucking YouTube story. Yahoo. I hate Yahoo. So it says, woman snatched dog after owner had a seizure at Colorado 7-Eleven and later died.
What? There's a lot happening there.
The dude died.
Yeah, but she snatched a dog.
Yeah. So some lady was walking by while a dude was having a seizure, stole the dog, and the dude died later.
Nice. Well, the dog needs a new home, so.
Welcome to America.
I always got to look on the bright side, Rody.
Way to cover up for it.
And who's gonna take in that dog?
Damn.
It would get euthanized in 2 days, so good for her.
How is this even? So a dude found a Kid Icarus unwrapped and in perfect condition, and it's gonna sell for $10,000? That game sucks.
Is it a figure?
No, it's the game. Nintendo game.
Actual game?
Kid Icarus. Yeah, he found it in the box. Perfect condition. Says it's going to sell for 10,000. Fewer than 10 sealed copies left. Why in the... I don't understand that.
Wait, the guy that's trying to sell it said it's going to sell for 10 grand?
Yahoo.
Okay, well, Yahoo's not the most reliable.
Yeah, they are. $10,000.
I can see that, though.
Could net Amos and his family $10,000. They're planning to have some fun with it. We're splitting the proceeds 50-50. We're going to Disney World next month. Oh, you could. That's fucking. And boring.
That'll take all of their money.
Pretty much. I've looked into it. It's pretty deadly. Oh, good. A 55-year-old counselor gave up his license after the Florida Health Department determined he kissed a rape survivor, 19, and called her so sexy. This is why we don't report the news.
God, what is wrong with people?
I don't, man.
Why? Why are people so dumb?
I don't. Even that girl that stole the dog, like at 7-Eleven, there's 300 pictures of her on there because every convenience store has cameras.
Right. And everyone has a camera on their phone now.
I don't, man. I don't understand.
Which is why Chris doesn't go streaking anymore.
That's true.
Gonna get busted. You are going to get busted, fools.
God.
But yeah, no, this Houston haze is pretty good. 7%. It's a little, you can tell it's a little thicker. It's got the independent craft label. What is that?
Built to sell.
This
oil refinery shit.
Oh yeah. But out of the oil is hops for some reason.
Right. They squeeze the hops out of the oil.
There is some big statement you could make with that, I'm sure, but I'm not sure exactly how to twist that into some kind of evil money conspiracy.
Just say pro-Trump. That's all you got to say.
It's pro-Trump. Agreed. Fucking Jesus. Anybody watch the Democratic debate?
The all-white Democratic debate? Yeah.
For the record, Trump's probably going to win again.
More than likely.
And also, what I think is absolutely hilarious is motherfuckers that aren't voting and stuff don't know that all the video game prices and video game systems are about to go up because they're imported from China.
Right.
Yeah. Everything's imported from China. All that stuff's about to go up. So
that's true.
It's going to be more expensive.
That's why I buy American, because it's already expensive.
There's a meme going around where it's America written in a Chinese accent. America. It says made Merca.
America.
Like the tag.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's pretty funny. And it says, nice try, China.
Yeah. Made in America.
I caught you, snake in the grass.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. It's not that I'm anti-Trump. It's that I'm anti-tariffs and anti-not being able to import stuff. I'm anti-expensive-ass stuff. I'm also anti-middle class because we get fucked all the time.
I'm anti-everyone being fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Chris, go fuck yourself.
Damn. I'm next. You. I was about to say, I know he don't like me then.
I was going to help you on your fence, Rody, but now I'm not.
I don't believe you at all.
I would help you on your fence if I wasn't old and fragile.
I feel like you would just show up and laugh at me and then leave.
I don't know. He's building a lot of the web house.
Yeah, I'm actually putting in the windows this weekend.
Ooh.
And pouring concrete in the rooms.
What? What's the concrete for?
I'm not really sure on that. I think it's to get it level.
Is that for the altar?
Yes, for the altar.
So you can put the new flooring in? So you can level it out kind of thing?
Sacrifices, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, so you tore out the floor completely and you're going to put concrete in?
No, the concrete's already there.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna pour more concrete to make it. I'm not really sure what the hell he's talking about. Holy shit.
You're gonna put an internal water source and a drain in, right? If you're gonna do sacrifices in there,
yes. Yep. Yes.
Okay, good, because you want to be able to clean quickly.
Yep. Got to appease Dora.
That's coming out this weekend, by the way.
Yep. The movie,
yeah, it's coming out this weekend.
Fantastic! Can't wait to go watch
Dora
it.
Dora the Explorer movie. That's real. That's real, and she's wearing the pink outfit with the pink shorts.
With the pentagram on her shorts, if you don't know.
And the dude from Ant-Man that's hilarious.
What's Michael his? Pena?
Yeah, he is in it.
Pena?
Is he the monkey?
No, he's a character in maybe Dora's dad, uncle. Dora's uncle Pena.
Pena.
I'm not real sure what his. Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Yeah, Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Michael Pena?
He is playing Dora's father.
Bam, look at me, and I don't even know anything about this.
Or am I going to be there opening day, probably? Benicio del Toro is
it? Oh, shit.
Or do I already have my tickets?
He's playing Swiper.
Oh.
I'm going to tell Caitlin that I have to work late, and that's where I'm going to be.
That's a big role.
watching Dora. I'm going to take Connor to see Dora the Explorer movie.
Why haven't they made a Geico caveman movie yet?
They made a TV show.
That's our show. They did make a Geico caveman movie. It starred Pauly Shore and Brendan Fraser.
Encino Man?
We's in the juice. Because he put his head underneath the Slurpee machine and said, we's in the juice.
So bad.
Yeah, that caveman up in the show got canceled real quick.
Imagine that.
Yeah, first episode, October 2nd, 2007. Last episode, November
13th, 2007. Damn. So we're going to end the show with this news. The Chiefs have moved a cornerback to running back. Y'all have a good night.
Sorry, we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too
old.
The show is over and done,
it's
for
done
now. But when we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.